And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Mike Speck.
All right, it's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. And if you missed any part of the first hour, you want to go back and have a listen, maybe catch up on the music news from Stephen Karlick, or you just love the sound of mine and Mike's voice, you can check it out. Earshot on radioforall.net. Or you can podcast the show on iTunes. Of course, I'm Anthony Emmon. Brian Cleveland is out this week. And as a result, I am joined by the talented and humorous Mike Specht, who is filling in. And yeah, I said something nice about Jerry. Are you surprised?
Yeah, well, you were just dissing me so relentlessly, you know, while the songs were on that I don't know. I think you're putting on airs on air right now.
You know what? It's what I'm good at. Mm. It's what I'm good at.
But, well, you're a wonderful host and, you know, I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
No problem at all. And we are, of course, counting down the top 20 albums now into the top 10 of the national charts from earshot-online.com. And Mike, what will they find if they go to that website?
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published weekly at earshot-online.com. You can find the top 50 from where we take the top 20 as well as top 30 charts from all reporting stations across Canada. In addition, you can find specialty charts including jazz, folk, rock, roots, and blues, as well as reviews, interviews, and loads more.
Oh, all kinds of goodies. There's also hip-hop there, too, that's not on the list.
The kids call it the hip-hap.
The hip-hap.
The rap and the hibbity-hap.
The hip and the hop and the bibbidi-bop. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this show is going downhill pretty quick. And you can find us online a few ways. Earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. All are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we'll give you some exposure on this show. Through a feature, we will give you an interview and play something from your latest release. And of course, our Facebook page is another great way to keep in touch with us and get in on the winning. Our previous contest, Sappy Fest, Megan Breen took home a weekend pass, set of weekend passes for that festival, and now we've got another one going on. If you head on over to facebook.com/earshot20, you can like and share the contest photo to win with us, and Pop Montreal will give you a day pass for each of the days of the festival. I mean, it's just so sweet. It's $250 value, and it could be yours for free.
Maui Wowie. Day pass. Fighter Maui. Of the night pass.
Maui Wowie. I don't know where you come up with some of your stuff. I know that you've told me before that you've dabbled in comedy.
Yes.
As something that you, you know, do
had
as a...
Had a little stint of stand-up comedy, and I'll probably keep on keeping on with that at some point, yeah.
Yeah, you will, eh? Mm. Yeah. Don't quit your job.
No. Heavens no.
Yeah, that's... Great.
Not with the economy these days. Hey, how about that economy? Am I right?
No, it's no good.
Not gonna happen.
All right, let's roll with the music here because we've got all kinds to bring you in this hour, including the top 10, your music news, and the lowdown. And we won't keep you waiting. Here comes your first three of the top 10.
At number 10, we got Metz off of their new album Metz 2 with Landfill. After that, coming in at number 9, Leon Bridges, No Relation to Jeff, with Brown Skin Girl. And after that, Jamie XX with Obvs.
Who is Jeff Bridges?
You don't know who Jeff Bridges is?
No.
The dude? He's in The Big Lebowski. He's in Tron. Did that Western movie a while ago, True Grit.
Okay, then.
Well, one of the coolest dudes out there.
And no relation to Leon Bridges.
Look him up.
Here we go. Metz is your number 10 this week. Landfill is the song. Please stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
I said listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Skin girl on the other side of the room. Brown skin girl staring with her brown eyes. Ooh, baby, don't you know you're a cutie pie? Princess little honey with a polka dot dress on. Who believe lady whose name I don't know. Let me tell you, darling, ooh, 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 ooh. Skin girl with the white pearls round her neck. Brown skin girl, let me hold you close under the white moon. 'Cause baby, I'm ready, and you know that I'm waiting on you. Princess little honey with the polka dot dress on. Ruby lip lady whose name I don't know. Let me tell you, darling.
Number 8.
And you just heard at number 10, Landfill by Metz. At number 9, Leon Bridges with Brown Skin Girl. And after that, Jamie XX with Obvs. And we just figured out that Anthony doesn't know who Jeff Bridges is. So got to the bottom of that.
Well, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm going to probably write a letter to somebody, maybe your parents, and talk about your upbringing and not knowing about Jeff Bridges.
Well, you go ahead and do that, and we're going to get over to some music news.
Word.
Woo-wee, here we go. Second hour of the Earshot 20. If you're just tuning in, you've probably missed a little bit of the show, but that's no fault of your own. You can go, well, maybe it is your fault, actually. Maybe you didn't turn your radio on. But you can go back and check it out online. It's radioforall.net. You can podcast the show also through iTunes. Of course, one of the great segments we bring you every week is music news, and we're back with Stephen Karlick in the second hour of the program, and we're chatting more music news, and it all kicks off with some news from Disclosure, and I'm just looking at all of the names, Stephen, that are listed here that Disclosure's working with on this new album, and it looks awesome.
It's pretty crazy. So Disclosure, as people know, have been gearing up for their second album called Caracal. That is, of course, a type of middle-sized, I was going to say a big cat, but it's not a big cat. It's bigger than a small cat, but it's not quite a big cat. Anyway, that new album is out on September 25th through PMR and Island Records. And we knew already that he was working with Sam Smith. We've already heard the single featuring Gregory Porter, a bunch of other names, including up-and-comers like Now, that's N-A-O, and Quabs. Now the track listing for the record has emerged in full. We've got the full list of guests, and like you said, it's a doozy. A few big names on the album include Canadian noir and B crooner The Weeknd on the album opener Nocturnal, New Zealand wonderkind Lord on a song, and of the moment R&B crooner Miguel, who is currently on the cover of Exclaim. He'll be on the song called Good Intentions. All told, there are 15 tracks, 10 of which feature a guest, not uncommon for a dance album. You can see the full track listing for the album at exclaim.ca, along with an image of all the guests, all drawn in the style of Disclosure's Caracal album. It's available for pre-order now. More details at exclaim.ca.
And I truly love Disclosure. I love their last album, so this ought to be a good one, too.
Yeah, it's very cool. And they will be heading out on a North American tour. That was also recently announced, kicking off in Los Angeles on September 29th. Unfortunately, the only Canadian date so far announced is in Toronto at the Direct Energy Center at Exhibition Place, but hopefully some more to come there, and more news about the album at exclaim.ca.
Well, maybe I'll be coming to visit you so I can go see your show. All right. We will jump over to our next story. If you are a fan of Fresh Snow, then you're a winner with their new album, One.
Yes, indeed. Fresh Snow have been playing some gigs recently. They've stopped by Exclaim for an Exclaim TV session, but it has been a while since their last album, which was also their first album. They've now announced a follow-up to that. It'll be called One, W-O-N, and it'll be out on September 11th. A press release refers to One as Fresh Snow's sophomore album, although it is five songs, which sort of makes it an EP by most standards, but who knows what the hell things are these days, what with mini-LPs. The band's setup is typically instrumental, but One features a couple of notable guest vocalists, including Damien Abraham of Stup and Carmen L. of Diana, both singers that most Canadian indie rock fans will be aware of. Fresh Snow's music is said to be, quote, dissonant and melodic, robotic and danceable, violent and beautiful on this new album. You can hear a little bit of that on a new single, the one featuring Carmen L. called Proper Burial, which you can hear at exclaim.ca. One will be out digitally and on white vinyl through Hand Drawn Dracula. There will also be a limited cassette edition, which will be released on Real Cod Records. There is a pre-order link at exclaim.ca, so make sure you check that out.
All right, we've got one more before we get to your song pick of the week. And I was thinking, as we're getting ready, leading up to this story, I'm thinking this will, and obviously this will only make sense probably to anybody in the Atlantic region, but Steve Murphy does the CTV Atlantic News at 6, and he, on Fridays, likes to end with something interesting for last. And I find this story is quite suitable as something interesting, where Instagram has blocked a hashtag, and I don't really get why.
We actually don't know why either at this point. Anyone who uses Instagram might know that that they do block certain hashtags, anything that is going to show sexually explicit content, violent content, drug-related content, that sort of thing. So, of course, the eggplant emoji, which is famously used as a penis emoji, is, of course, not searchable on Instagram, along with a number of words, which you probably know. Instagram users have found out now that hashtag EDM will come with a broken link. EDM, of course, stands for electronic dance music, commonly ascribed to artists like Skrillex, David Guetta, Deadmau5, that sort of thing. And Digital Music News has pointed out that as of press time, related hashtags like EDM sexy and EDM sex are still active, which is very odd because you would assume that EDM is blocked because it was being associated maybe with something to do with sex, something to do with drugs. Apparently not. It's just hashtag EDM. So if you're looking for pictures of EDM, and I don't know what that would look like, you might be out of luck.
The EDM. Take it or leave it. Electro dance music. If you're a fan, you're not going to be able to search it on Instagram, at least, to find out who's making it happen in the world.
No more photos of music.
No. All of the photos. All of them been taken away. All right, Stephen. Thanks very much again for joining us on the program. As always, we're grateful to have you on and bring us music news every week. And we're going to turn it over to you now for your song pick of the week.
Well, now that you've bashed... Well, I was going to say you bashed EDM, but then you loved the Disclosure record. So I'm thrown a little bit. Not that Disclosure are quite EDM. And neither is this guy. His name is Julio Bashmore. A UK DJ who grew up in the bass music scene. He's from Bristol. He's really excellent. He's got a new single called Holding On. It's featuring singer Sam Du, and it's got strings on it that sound not entirely unlike the song Venus in Furs by the Velvet Underground. It's got these sort of shredding strings that produce a nice sort of bed of melody for Sam Du to sing over. The song is called Holding On, and it's here on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Radio. Extra.
Don't ask why, 'cause I'll never know. Deep in her
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
What's that you hear? better be. I hope it's sweet old Betty. She's supposed to be here by four, but there's a stranger at my door. Did anybody tell you you don't live here anymore? Don't feel at home in this world anymore. Don't feel at home in this world anymore. Don't feel at home in this world anymore.
It's the Earshot 20.
And you just heard at number 7, Metric with The Shade. And after that, Patrick Watson with Alone in This World at 6.
And before that was Stephen Karlick's song pick this week. Big thanks to Stephen again for joining us on the program. That song was Julio Bashmore and Holding On. All great tunes. I really like the new Metric album. I'm a big fan of theirs anyway, but their new album is pretty sick. It's good tunes.
Dope. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, give it a listen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We've got a few more tracks before we get to the lowdown, so we're going to bring those to you right now, number 5 and number 4, respectively.
And we've got at number 5, Tough Age with the song 50 Girls 50, and after that, Alabama Shakes with Shoegaze.
My question is it 50 Girls at 50, or 50 Girls 50? Like, I'm trying to put together what their intention is here.
Well, anything with 50 girls in it is fantastic. Okay. So we'll just leave it at that.
That's your math. All right, 50 Girls, 50, Tough Age. It's your number 5 this week. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
I'm
It's the Earshot 20.
And you just heard at number 5, 50 Girls 50 by Tough Age, and at number 4, Alabama Shakes with Shoegaze.
All right, we've got one more break before we bring you the top 3, and that is for the lowdown. Of course, we bring it to you every week, and it is a snapshot of what is debuting below the top 20. We don't have time to do the whole national top 50, but we will bring you this, and we call this...
It's the lowdown on the Earshot 20.
You go ahead and start. Or do you want me to start? Are we going to do it in a round?
I can start.
Okay. Right.
And rounding out the lowdown this week is...
No, that's the wrong place to start.
Are we starting at the top?
Yeah.
Oh, then, all right.
We're not Drake. We don't start from the bottom. Now we're here. We're
gonna... All right. 10 new albums cracking the charts this week. Below the top 20, we kick off the lowdown with number 50. In that spot is the newest album from Win Win, the New York-based outfit released Primaries Through Arts and Crafts.
And at number 49 is studio album number 9 for the Chicago-based alt-rock six-piece Wilco, and was self-released as a free download.
The reissue of Black Mountain's self-titled debut album comes in at number 45. The band celebrates that record's 10th birthday, giving it a remastered deluxe edition reissue via... Jaguar.
You got it. Another one is a mini album from Canadian singer-songwriter Mac DeMarco, recorded in his home in Queens, New York, and it sits at number 44. I bet we will see that one make its way up into the top 20 for sure.
Most definitely. Most def. The Splits' newest Can't Get Enough was released mid-2014 by Label Records, recorded and mixed at Signal Path in Alamonte, Ontario. It sits at number 40.
Up one to number 39 is Montreal, Quebec four-piece Beat Cop's newest. It marks the band's fourth release of rock and dropped on June 16th, and that is titled Mean Streets.
Bully's newest release, Feels Like, is the debut collection of fuzzy grunge pop from the Nashville quartet led by Alicia Bognano, and it comes in at number 37.
Born in the Echoes is the 8th studio album from British electronic duo The Chemical Brothers, featuring a guest appearance from Annie Clark, also known as St. Vincent, and it sits at number 36.
At number 34 is the debut album from four-piece Westcust. Last Forever was dropped earlier this summer via Run for Cover.
And rounding out the lowdown this week is Fake Palms. A Toronto-based band released their self-titled debut LP, which will be out on August 28th. And there you have it, the lowdown. Woo!
Hoot hoot!
Yes, we're awesome. Yay!
Did it. Wonderful.
We did it. Okay, 3 more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. And we kick it off with number 3. You're 2-1 to follow after that.
And at number 3, we've got Braids with Sore Eyes.
And we
Earshot 20. Number 2. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
It's the Earshot 20.
And coming to the final two tracks of the program. And at number two, we've got Tame Impala with Eventually. And at number one, Yukon Blonde with Saturday Night.
It is never a dull moment with you in the studio, Mike. No, I will not say that. You are entertaining, moderately annoying, and just everything in between.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
We had the good lovelies.
Yeah, bring it all back to the beginning.
Having a good time.
All right. That does it for another countdown. If you're just tuning in, sad for you, but not too sad because you do have an opportunity to hear the program again. Again, of course, the Earshot 20 is Canada's national countdown show recorded every week out of St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, Local 107.3 FM. I'm Anthony Edmond. Brian Cleveland normally in studio with me. He's out this week at the EDM festival.
Yes.
But you're here.
I'm here. Mike Specht.
Thanks very much for...
reminding you to keep it real, homies.
Okay.
But not too real.
Thanks for joining me this week, Mike.
No problem.
You are a treat. This show is recorded every week and debuts on Fridays from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. Then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus community and online radio partners. We thank them all very much for airing the program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net or if you podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed the show. Join us next week. We've got a brand new countdown on the way, and don't forget, head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. Enter the contest. Your chance to win day passes for the entire festival of Pop Montreal. That's facebook.com/earshot20. Stick around. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.